Blog Talk Radio. Damn. A nigga get a break with Scoochie, y'all. Dutch night. We in the building. Now, 914-803-4322. If you want to join in, we're going to play a little music tonight. And we're going to be back. Screenleaf everything.
Yo, kid, the sun is grinding. Promote till my stomach hurt, no asking why. Do you hear me in these streets? I can willa these feet. My style is all venom, going after me. There's no class for me, ain't nothing after me. Against me, second place is who you have to be. You already had your chance to get that cold shoulder. Right over. And you smell when I'm cooking, paparazzi looking. You was aiming for first, cause it's already cooking. I'm 100% certified, it's no placement. Dutch is no edge, and ain't no replacement. I'm a winner, that's just something you gon' have to start facing. Say I'm arrogant, but it's confident. And you stepping out of line, causes consequence.
Problem.
This bitch is bipolar, and my defense. Ham, Dutch is go ham, I'm about to go ham. Don't make me go ham and ham. But I still make time to drop this mission impossible. Daily hustle shows, real niggas know I'm broken, fed up, trying to get my bread up. I'm acting rich with deliverance. Google me, I'm hot, must be on top. This can be my last shot. I keep that heat turn up, you should play with fire. Say such and say hi, bitch, you a liar. Stop spraying them untruths, hate ain't you. You can say what you won't, do what you want to do. I know it's jealousy, then I talk shit, so it's elevated. Sorry you're mad, and that you can't celebrate it. Name up your tough bitch, or I'ma have to separate it. You don't gotta like me, but you will respect. Or that thing in your mouth, oh yes, you will get. Matter of fact, turn around, this is sick of bitch. Why they get sloppy? I don't play with a full deck, watch your hand, fam. I've been in remission, qualified for the position. I only drop jewels, maybe you should listen. Body style like mine, nigga, what competition? Make mine some moves, my team real money getting. About to bring 2014 and guarantee it. And we don't buy bottles, son, we can't check. Greenleaf for life, don't you ever forget. And good morning to you, just in case you slept. Greenleaf, real talk, mixtape on deck. From drawing that project, call it the Allen. With that ride, you leaving it silent. My nigga stay up 7:39, nigga far from all of that ingredient. It's law on day. R.I.P. to my nigga Dirt. Royal Flush Mafia in the building. This Greenleaf everything. Hey, shit.
Yo, beer white things, first and foremost. Beer gal.
Then, yo, the man had an after party? Lit.
Seven cars deep, full of women.
It wasn't a thing.
Why did you even tell man if something was a thing or not? Yo. First and foremost, like, yo, know your place, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yo, the blow thing was ton of.
Yeah, all I know. What's happening? What's that? What's that?
Yes, sir. Yo,
watch my kick.
The one that you got for free?
Whatever, yo.
Hold on.
China.
There she go.
Damn.
stone? Amethyst? What are you talking about?
I'm gonna get
him too. Get what?
Ah, no! Yo, this guy swears.
Why'd you get that?
Yo, diamond.
What? What's up, Nate Thompson?
What do you want?
Nah.
You got that.
Nah. Just put your number in my phone.
If you decide to text me, then you decide to text me.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Have a good day.
Keeping it honest. You were only your nigga, but wasn't whipping this for it. That's why I came back top down.
You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. You gon' need to do more than just. You know. I got dough. Ever since you hopped in, set my phone, slam my door. You know I know that you've been on it, but I've been on it. On the low, so let a young nigga get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though a young nigga want you. Shawty, I promise the truth, and when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it. Yeah, fuck around, spend time on it. Yeah. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. You gon' need to do more than just. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. You gon' need to do more than just. You know.
Come raw on this shit. sick with it, I'm so fresher. Got these rap niggas like tomatoes, they playing ketchup, I let you know. We can shake hands and let it settle. A rap to sell around your back like Donatello. Them came from the bottom, now they got a problem. Was trying to avoid me, but now they gotta solve them. Yeah, these niggas pussy and now I got a condom. And I'm fucking up everywhere, and now you gotta come and bring it back like a boomerang. I spit crack shit and doom stains, and it's dope like it's through your veins. Bitch nigga, stay in your lane. Before I bust, the nigga came. Jerk my dick, then I do it again. I'm so vicious, the toes fidget. Aim shots and leave it, throat gizzard. I cut the con with no scissors. I'm full of warlocks and flow wizards. Turn your parade into a snow blizzard.
Questions don't dig about my guap real petty. With doors I'm gon' open, how about every? I don't really know that y'all about to bust that cherry. They get mad, I'm on that boot. I get so petty, haters wanna turn the shine down the street. Won't let me, it's time I leave a legend. So you never forget me. I'm a baller spinning cash, white bras giving Becky. And no, I'm not a pimp, these hoes just respect me. My
car 360 in the Lambo,
check me. Got a problem, pop your wings, hop out with the besties. They acting like they want it, but they won't test me. I can do what I wanna, and they gon' let me. Life of a brat, disappoint me as a rap. I don't acknowledge liars, I speak actual fact. You can look no further, this is actual rap. All of BX and the Jets, yes, nigga.
I'm just not about that life. Shop, y'all. It's the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. We're in the building. If you want to join in, the number is 914-803-4322. Yes, I know. It's a new freaking number. I'm trying to get you guys, you know, up to date with it. Reposting and triple posting. And shout out to LinkedIn. Shout out to Facebook. Shout out to Instagram. Twitter. Oh, definitely Twitter. Y'all love me again. Shout out to Twitter. Shout out to everybody who shows love and support to my Philly 5050, to Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood, to my World of Green. I definitely appreciate everyone. Without further ado, we're going to have some good celebrity news. Without further ado, let me bring my Twitter to the end. I'm going to get in a couple people business. I'm getting this business tonight.
What's popping, y'all? What it do? It's your boy, Ace. We in the building, making history like the fucking pilgrims. Shout out to all my real niggas out there that fuck with us on the real. Talking about them real niggas out there that really fuck with us. For real, for real. Oh, my God. It's been a marvelous week. Got a lot done. We getting a lot done. Just prepare. 2018 is going to be a real roller coaster that just goes up. I ain't trying to go down, baby. All the way up. Shout out to all our new followers on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Google Plus, Tumblr, Flix, everywhere. We out there, baby. It's Dutch and Ace Night. And we in the building. Oh, my God. I mean, since you want to do it, it's facts. It's a before and after picture about the Queen Bee. Let's see what you're going to say about her 2010.
I was just looking at some of the most expensive do-overs, you know, including surgeries and everything. And I clicked on it because it says that Nicki Minaj is the most expensive do-over, and I thought, I didn't know she had that much work done, but it shows here, if you go to
her shit is like, I'm sorry to cut you off, Tim, but her shit is like fucking, her breast is supposed to be like, her ass is supposed to be like 50,000 a day.
But they blew out. That's like so. And so, let me go. Let me do one by one.
Me personally, I'm just not spending money to be free. You know what I mean? I'm a real nigga.
I don't know. I can, like, I'll say, like, K. Michelle. I think it looks fucking disgusting. I'm sorry. I think that looks nasty. You can't even walk. And then I feel like you know it looked nasty because you got it redone again to, like, shorten it up some more. Like, come on. that. I mean, I'm not a dude. Pardon me. I mean, I don't want anybody to say, oh, that you hate because your ass is not that. I don't want my ass like that. I would like to be able to sit in a chair without another two asses on the side. Like, I want to be able to get my jeans made because I want them made because I'm the Dutch, not because I can't fit in a regular pair of jeans. Like, do you realize you can't even walk into a store and get a regular pair of jeans? Like, that's whack. How do you get surgery and still can't wear what the fuck you want? I think that's whack. It's one other, well, I can't really say anybody who I think, I just don't like the K. Michelle thing. I think hers look really bad. And I think she's too pretty for that. I feel like if she would have did it a little bit, you know, make it a little fat, a little rounder, it would, you know, it would have fit her body well. But I definitely think she overdid it. I don't know how much she spent on hers. We started talking about her first. So I know you personally don't like K. Michelle too much. But what do you feel about, you know, body-wise from a man point of view? Because I don't want it to be
I mean, I personally agree. Like, I think it don't look right on you. It makes you look 100. When you had it done, it made you look like you was deformed. I haven't seen you recently or like, you know what I mean, cared to pay attention because I don't like your fucking attitude. That's what I don't like about you. That's the most thing I can't stand. If your fucking attitude is shitty, I can't, like, I don't like, that takes away from anything that you have beautiful about yourself. I don't like your fucking attitude. It's disgusting. And you seem like a slimy ass person. You left. Ever since, like, yo, that Love and Hip Hop shit is not always good. It could fuck your career up. And sometimes people get to see how you are. I saw you left somebody that was supposed to be your friend or some slime shit. And I don't fuck with no slime ass people. Like I said, I'm a real nigga. I can't fuck with fake or slimy ass people. Not up my alley. That's 100. So I think your body looks deformed from the surgery that you had. It don't look right on you. Ladies, love yourself. Fellas, love yourself. We all black kings and queens. Be beautiful.
I feel like I just want to speak on that, but I feel like, I mean, I don't like Katie's attitude either, but if you are a K. Michelle fan, you would know that she didn't start from Love and Hip Hop. She had her own show, and her own show kind of showed why she was like that. Like, she, I mean, not making excuses for her, but she went through a lot of shit, you know, a lot of guys cheating on her and shit like that, and her believing in her head because she thought, because I'm on and I'm pretty, they don't give a fuck, ladies. 100, they really don't. It's not, it don't have nothing to do with, they don't give a fuck. Don't trust no dude. They don't care.
Suck my dick from the back.
Listen, so they don't give a fuck. And so I feel like, you know, she got all wrapped up into the dude or whatever. And then it led to something else. It led to her not trusting anybody. It led to her believing that everybody was a liar. It led, like, and I'm not just blaming dudes. I'm not trying to put it on just dudes. But some men can fuck your life up. 100. Just like some women can fuck your life up. But for us women, it's a little bit different because some men can just bounce back and be good. But some men can fuck your life up. You change your whole life for a nigga for nothing. And then the shit you change, you can't get back. You live in limbo. Oh, maybe I should change for him. And your first mind telling you not to, and then you change for the nigga, and then he still shit on you. You still fucked up with that change, or you still fucked up with whatever you decide to do, and they fuck your life up for the next nigga. Or they fuck your life up. I feel like in her case, that just fucked her up as a person, as an individual, because now she don't trust anybody. And, you know, and I just think that that's very fucked up. And ladies, like Twin said, love yourself. It's easy to say that, but love yourself. Know when you deserve to be treated better. Know when enough is enough. Don't be scared to say, you know what, this is it, and I'm going to move on. Don't be that way. Don't stay unhappy for no nigga in this world. That's 100. I mean that. Don't be another K. Michelle. So they say Little Kim spent $19,625 on her look. Says, with the passing of the time to come, change for the better. Little Kim, a.k.a. Kimberly Denise Jones, rose to stardom during the mid-latter of the 90s. Little Kim pulled a disappearing act from music scene in 2008. She went to prison back in 2008 and served a year. What happened next is beyond explanation. Kim seemed different when she came out of prison. She began getting surgeries on her face, which many people noticed immediately. She appeared to be an entirely different person. She stunned the entertainment world with her appearance. She had over $5,000 of skin lightening treatment done and spent $8,000 on breast implants. She also had $4,000 of surgery done to her nose and about $3,000 worth of liposuction done to her body. What'd you say? And she went from here. Oh, man.
Kim, I love you, and I still love you. Like, personally, as a nigga, not even your fans, not even your peoples, not even New York, anywhere you want to put it. I feel like you fucked up you fucked yourself up. You don't look nothing like the way you used to look. Like, and you did that to enhance your beauty, and you took away from your beauty. I'm saying this the nicest I could possibly say it, but I don't like it. It don't look right. When I look at you, I don't see Lil' Kim no more.
Situation again. Somebody trying to erase the past. Biggie died, and you got arrested. You had to do that again. And when you came out, you wanted to be somebody else. You wanted to change again from maybe not in bad situations, but from a dude changing your life. I don't want to be that person anymore. I don't want to remember. I don't want to have those memories. And so we try to change ourselves to something else to forget. And here we go.
Right. And me personally, that's changing. I understand changing yourself and everything. But that's also a personal issue within when you, like, changing your skin complexion. Love yourself. You have beautiful skin. Like, why do you want to be lighter? Like, I can't stand somebody that's trying to change their skin complexion. Ladies, you want to wear lighter skin makeup and stuff. No. You know your fucking ass is dark. Or you know your ass is light. You want to stop trying to change your complexion. Leave that to the motherfucking white people who want to go get shit. That's their thing. They own thing. Brothers and sisters, us niggas, supposed to love ourselves. Now you looking like you looking like the people we want. You want to be lighter. But what is being lighter gonna get you? I guarantee you when you was darker, you were more records than you sell it now. And personally, it doesn't matter about your age, about how many records you gonna sell. Because everybody loved Rick Ross when he first came out, and he wasn't young. That's a nigga, and it's different between females females and dudes. No, all right. Look at Janet Jackson. She put out an album. It's going quadruple.
I feel like you can't throw Janet in there because she's been loved since the baby.
Right,
like,
but you right, and you don't see her changing her fucking her skin complexion and none of that.
I don't think Janet has changed since she started.
Only thing Janet has done was got bigger.
Yeah, and that's for movie roles. Bigger, right. Smaller, big. I'm a Janet connoisseur, so...
All right. Another example, I hope she ain't on the list and everything. Somebody that's been loved for years and for being they self. Oprah. You don't see her changing her skin complexion doing nothing. You don't see her doing that. She probably had some liposuction before or whatever. But I ain't never hear about Oprah doing that before. We can find out if she on this list.
I ain't hear Oprah ever changing nothing.
Let's see what happened with this. Now we got... I don't want to go in on Kim because I love her. But I just feel like we have to say that.
I don't love Lil' Kim. I think she's a fucking slut.
Lil' Kim.
Oh. Sorry. Kim Kardashian is next. I thought she was talking about Kim. Little Kim, only thing I would say is, I feel like when I look at you now, Kim, regardless of what people say, I do see, like, there's some pictures where she looks beautiful still. I see a difference. I see, you know, the liposuction it's some pictures, like the award show that she did when she came out with Diddy and they was holding hands. She looks really good.
I'm not saying she don't look
good. But she don't
look as good as she used to be.
But I'm saying, before you did anything to yourself, I felt like your beauty was natural. You had, like, Janet Jackson beauty. Like, Lil' Kim didn't need no wigs or nothing. She had a hair bald at one time. Bald. She's bald. I met her and Biggie Smalls in the Mirage, and that's when she first came out. That's when Fuck Bitches Get Money came out. She did not have the fucking wig on. She was completely bald where her hair was curly. She had these little tiny little earrings in. She was fucking beautiful. Bad. No, she was bald. Her hair was completely bald. And when she went to do the video, she had the wig on. And me and my cousins was like, damn, we just seen her in the club. She was bald. Completely bald. Like bald, like a dude. Bald.
Like Stone Cold.
Bald. Yeah, not bald like that, but like, yeah, I mean,
so
like,
yeah.
No. How do you say, like, when a nigga get his hair cut?
Like this?
Lower than that. Like a Caesar.
Right. That's still not bald.
Well, that's bald to a woman.
That's short hair.
That I don't know to who. Bald. You mean like a man bald. I don't mean like that.
In technical terms, rather, if you got a little bit hair on your head, it's still short hair. If you bald is clean. Clean.
Well, that's bald to me compared to how I'm used to seeing her. I never really saw her. Like that. I never seen her like that again.
Kim
Kardashian spent $16,500. I don't really give a fuck about Kim Kardashian because I think she's a slut and it really don't matter to me what she spent. I feel like whatever money she spent came from dick sucking.
Another thing, I personally, why I really don't fuck with you like that, Kim Kardashian, is because what you did to my nigga Kanye. Like, you played him. I feel like you helped drive him crazy. He was already nuts from what the fuck happened. But I understand him. It's a Gemini thing for what happened to him and everything. For his mom and all the other shit that... But you helped elevate those moves. Instead of being his queen in his corner, you wasn't that. You helped fuck him up. And then you was already sucking another dick after that shit happened to him. So I don't give a fuck about what you did. You was more busted before, showing a before and after picture with your plastic surgery that you got made you look a little bit better. And I still don't fuck with you like that. What did she get it done on, though? I want to see what she got.
She got Botox in her lips, in her face, and she got her ass done.
I know it.
I don't even know who that is. Go
up. Man, she was chopped before, and she even more chopped.
How you worse after the
fucking... Yeah, that's what I was saying. A lot of females think it's fine and everything. They get that surgery done and they look worse, like $25,000.
Let me see some money. Oh, LaToya. $21,000.
Try to look like your sister and you miss.
So now, LaToya is a member of the upper famous Jackson family, obviously. She was considered an old woman out when it comes to the Jackson family. She's not really known for her singing career, but she did pose. I remember that. She posed for Playboy magazine in the 80s to an unimpressive career as a artist. Wow, that's what they said. She had an unimpressive career as an artist. LaToya has kept up her appearance over the years. She's gone under the knife just like her late brother Michael. LaToya has gone under the knife for eyebrow lift, breast reduction, and a nose job. So she didn't get too much work done. So eyebrow lift, so she went from here. It was already there. So you wanted to look like a cat, as far as I was concerned. And your nose is not too much different, because if that was your nose before, and this is your nose, and I like your lips better now than I liked them then. I don't know. I think you look better.
I don't.
Because this, you look too... Is that too much fucking makeup? I don't know what the
fuck.
I don't know. I think LaToya already... Oh, this is what the one I wanted to see. OMG. Wow. So Nicki Minaj had $31,200 done. Wow. Look at the fucking difference.
She looks better after her fashion surgery.
Way better. She definitely wouldn't be Nicki Minaj like this. Nicki has undergone such changes as skin lightening, which was around $1,000. She also had three cosmetic surgeries, which was about $11,500. Nicki, perhaps known for her backside, she spent $5,000 or more just to put butt implants to make her backside more bubbly. Now, I heard that they was more than that. I heard they was way more expensive than that, but that's amazing to know. So all this time has been a lie, so she don't have no $50,000 ass fucking implants. She got $5,000 ass implants. That, do you see how the media lie? All this time. Wow. So for $5,000, you can get a Nicki ass. The next one is Kathy Griffin. She spent $30,000. What did she look like before? She looks the fucking same. Look like you just... I think she was better before. This looks more natural to me. As you can see, how you, something definitely was done with the eyes.
$30,000.
I want to see if I can guess. Something was done with the eyes. I feel like something was done with your lips, maybe Botox, right? Something done with your cheeks. Let's see. Some speculate that she wanted to change her look to obtain more roles on television. She has several treatments, such as Botox injections and chemical peel. For $5,000. She also spent $1,000 on permanent hair straightening. That was dumb. Why the fuck would you get permanent hair straightening?
Because it looks like he has 70s in it. It's like 70s hair style.
Let me go back. Oh, so what? Her hair must be always curly. So what? Put a perm in. Who the fuck?
Perm is not really good for your hair.
Well, I would know. I don't wear a perm. Vivica Fox. Really? I didn't know Vivi had any work done.
$26,000.
Woo! That's a lot. And that is true. Vivica was on Days of Our Lives. I completely forgot. Vivi got long money. I totally forgot about that. Days of Our Lives was out when I was a little girl. Vivica Fox, now in her early, wow, her early 50s. You look great, Vivi. She knows that she has to complete, wait. She knows that she has to compete against younger superstars for movies and films, so she obviously had chest enhancement as shown in the picture. She also had Botox injections, lip injections as well, and a little done to her nose. What? Rhinoplasty. Let me see, but I don't see a difference too much. I guess so. And there's nothing wrong with that. She didn't OD. I don't see a difference. Nothing. Do you? Same chin, same lip, same nose.
Right, because it probably would have been drooping more of the makeup.
I see the difference in the chest, but, I mean.
Probably would have been drooping from all the makeup that she used to wear. Or that she wears.
Oh, Lord, who is that? Mike Rourke. Mickey Rourke. Wow, that's after? You look fucking terrible.
$36,000
for
like
that? With a body like this? You look like shit, S.A. So, Mickey Rourke has to keep up his game in order to be successful. A large majority of cosmetic surgeries that has been performed on him has been performed on his face. He has gone under the knife and his nose alterations. And that's all you had was a nose? Oh my goodness. He has 6 facelifts.
Damn.
How do you have 6? I don't even know you could do it that many times.
Wow, he has 6 face, and that shit is still drooping.
That's better than it.
He look. I think he needs some a stronger facelift.
I think he's trying to get this back. That's what I think. I think it looks like he was like, let me try my forehead. No, that ain't working. All right, let me try. I know nothing looks the same. Lips, the cheeks, not even your ears.
That's not happening. Like,
ugh.
Once you get old, you old. Oh, you can't change.
You,
can't,
hey, you know what? And it's like certain shit.
You gotta
hit
Professor Sherman Klump up for the youth juice.
It's like certain shit happens to you as you get older, and certain people fight it. And I feel like that's what the midlife crisis is, when you're trying to fight to be the person you was as a youth, and you don't accept your aging, so to speak. You look at your titties and you're like, damn, I don't want my titties to droop. I don't want them to look like that. I'll spend a couple $1,000s to get them back up. My question is this. Okay, I understand. I respect that. I'm not hating on anybody who has the money to do it, but it doesn't stay. Do you know that? None of the surgeries stay. Who have we spoke about that had a surgery that could say this person had a surgery and nothing fucked up? I'm talking about
the only thing that changed is the nose. You can change that and it ain't going nowhere.
But you can, but you only either make it better or worse.
Right. So
if it was already bad and you made it worse, you can't fix it back.
Caitlyn Jenner. Oh my God,
is
y'all,
that a
she
dude or?
No, that's a woman. Caitlyn, it's a woman.
That's a
she
woman.
Looks like the fucking dude that.
No, it's not. She's
like,
known as Bruce Jenner.
Oh wow, she wanted to be a woman.
What?
Looks like, yo, 100. You look like the bitch that said that Bill Cosby raped her.
Wait a second. Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce Jenner.
So I heard
Bruce
about that.
Bruce Jenner turned into a woman?
I heard about that. $60,000.
Get the fuck out of here. Why? For $60,000? So you, what did you have changed? So he spent $60,000 on 12 surgeries to his body, face, and change. And each surgery was 10 hours. It's not fucking worth it, yo. We're going to take a break and come right back. Our last 15 minutes of the show. It's not worth it. And then my thing is this. If you do it. That's going to benefit you. Do it where you're going to look better. And how do you know if you're going to look better or not? You don't know till the fucking bandages come off. And it's too late.
Chopped. You look chopped.
Hey, yo. Quit captivating, serenading them hoes. No Juliet, no Romeo, and no dog. She report the pimping, now back to tricking. She report the pimping, nigga, back to tricking.
Hey, ho! Get back to twerking. Back to working,
yeah.
Get back to stripping, they back to sipping. Them stacks is falling, they back to balling.
Come on.
Them bottles popping, it's the mall calling us. Quit fucking around, now playing around, bitch, shit is for real. Quit making a stack bag, make us a meal, I mean, get us a deal.
Come on,
bitch, fix us a meal. Tell me how it feels. On the social network when they said nigga really ain't got no chill.
He think he fucking my bitch. Nigga, that bitch for rent. He know how to treat a hoe. I mean, no let money spend. She said you a sweetheart. A sweetheart.
Things tend to go a little different around here.
We pimpin', nigga.
Quit captivating, serenading them hoes. No Juliet, no Romeo, and no dog. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'.
Hey, yo.
Quit captivating, serenading them hoes. No Juliet, no Romeo, and no dog. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'.
We pimpin', nigga.
P-I-M-P, who the shot to them? I'm the girl, let him sugar, watch him follow him. Had a homies come through for 100, that be the block. Take your shit, we going up on the Instagram. Higher than a ceiling fan. I'm whipping bricks in the kitchen and flying shit out the window like I was Peter Pan. I handle my own shit, I own shit, alone shit. Middle finger to the middle man. Anybody that can get it when they want it. finger, fuck your bitch, and she gon' tell me when she coming. 50 in this bitch, and I ain't asking for nothing. That's my OG. If a nigga trippin', get the buck. More money mean more problems. If your nigga got the money, we gon' rob him. Boy, I'm simply a PIMP, and I'ma let it go to the clip on empty.
Wow. You fucking my bitch, nigga, that bitch for rent. You know how to treat a hoe, I mean, no let money spend. She said you a sweetheart, a sweetheart. Things tend to go a little different around here.
We pimpin', nigga.
I'm getting big money. Starting to get hard to keep a nigga from hate.
Yeah.
I'm with a white bitch. Nigga, Google the shit. We in a racial date. This is new wave. I'm in the new rave. A nigga sit on sway.
Come on.
Like I'm special ed, but I ain't special ed, bitch. I got it made.
Ow.
We here to make the paper. Hope you niggas on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, boy in the hood, I had you running like Ricky from a 12 gauge. You know my bottom bitch, I done told her how to break a nigga 12 ways. A few tricks a day, that there keep the book collectors away. Yeah, my name on the street, it's circulating, you heard I'm caking. Them niggas trying to compete, perpetrating, what's percolating?
Yeah,
I got games today, at your round and tell you I put it down. The whole feel like I'm right next to it when a nigga wear a town.
He think he fucking my bitch, nigga that bitch for rent. Know how to treat a hoe, I mean, no let money spend. She said you a sweetheart, a sweetheart. Things tend to go a little different around here.
We pimpin', nigga.
Quit captivating, serenading them hoes. No Juliet, no Romeo, and no dough.
She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'.
Hey, yo.
Quit captivating, serenading them hoes. No Juliet, no Romeo, no dough. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'.
We pimpin', nigga!
Are you okay? What happened last night?
Man, that shit wasn't nothing. Got a little money, though.
For real?
Yeah, fucking around. But what happened with that girl you was with?
That bitch wasn't about nothing,
bro. I came in the world crying and fussing. Nigga, we ain't have nothing. Every ghetto, I know the same. We trying to make a little change. Preacher man come around talking. I don't want to hear you keep walking. I'ma put the powder in the pot. Whip it till I'm pulling off the light. Imagine when I pull it off the light. The new shit come without a top. Once I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop. Bitch, I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop.
I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Hey, came in the game getting money. Flip the chicks, whip, get money. Niggas get to playing with the money. Click bang for the money, shit change over money. They love to see a nigga on the bottom. Catch a come up, gotta keep it on the low. Nigga plug, bless a nigga with a hoe. Wanna break the bitch down in the 36 house. Look at here, bitch, I'm A-OK. Shawty won't fuck with me. Strippin' you the chicken in the city, she gon' hit my line. We ain't gon' waste no time. She suckin' and we fuckin' like she need me. But she make a bankroll easy. Pull a light in the room from the TV. We gettin' it on, then I'm gone. It's the type of shit that a nigga be on. Too much on my mind right now. I'm on the grind right now. Looking for me, sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my nine right now. Bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking round right now. Better get in line right now. I'll fuck around and die right now. Hope you understand that.
Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. Word, you know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Word, bitch, I'm the man. Came in a gang getting money. I fuck with all the bitches getting money. But you love playing games with the corny shit. Messing with a nigga, only bought it cause I want it. And you love to see a nigga at the bottom. You try to come up, you don't keep it on the low. They like a drug, don't like you to call them hoes. I'm tryna break that booty down like 36 hours. I think I love a bitch at AOD. Make that bitch come for free. Look at mommy, shake it, I'ma call her, she gon' hit my line. Fall in love every time. But if I don't pay, she gon' leave me. Never had a real reason. All I get is bits and pieces. And I believe I ain't see this shit was easy. Who am I right now?
Too much on my mind right now. I'm on the grind right now. Looking for me, sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my nine right now. Bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking round right now. Better get in line right now. I'll fuck around and die right now. Hope you understand that.
Bitch, I'm the man. Yeah. Oh, I'm the man.
You want me to do, you want me to put up on that. Right now, you're kind of hot, you know. I don't want to, I don't want to ask, I don't want to fuck with you because you are. Police all are watch you. See? The feds good all watch you, right? Blood clot, no.
I ain't going back to jail, dog. Jail, dog. Splashing on, bruh. And that's a beanie seagull. Cause I'm a real bad man. I'm a self-film and bro, a sweet bully. Back in free fish. I'm a self-film.
No remorse.
Well, I go on through the 5,000. Oh, this my real bum buckler, bad man. You hear that? Bill.
$200 fan and a styrofoam. 30 shot banana and my firearm. That's the Henny nigga that I slide up on. Supply your mama with the casket she put flowers on. The Don Dada, the Rorty boy. The top shot, your eyes clap, your body boy. Go suck your fire. I'm bad boy, I warn boy. Like Big Papa. I squeeze chopper, release copper. Yeah, bleed proper. Yeah, empty out the clip to the Beretta lot. Circle the block, scope, see if he dead or not. 7 shot, 38, the letter pop. Squat, squeeze with one eye open like Fetty Wap. And I don't really want to expose you, I'm trying to be humble. But dead belong in the woods and not in the jungle. And you ain't never in the hood, scared them niggas are trunk. Got niggas in your circle now, that's waiting to slump you.
Some pussy for no sit in a rampant bad man. We shoot boy and kill them all and done. Underground them I go. Kick out boy Morrow. Gunshot we a beat night and day. Beat this nigga.
Right back on that ass. I ain't finished, nigga. I will drag your ass till you surrender, nigga. You sweet, nigga. You fake, nigga. You splendid, nigga. Pussy, you ain't tough, nigga. You tender, nigga. I engine niggas. Beginning niggas. I been a nigga.
Bitch, I kill your vibe.
Shout out to Kendrick, nigga. Nigga. I watch the lights and I listen, nigga. Could have been a fourth member, but I went with Jicka. Sing your niggas. I'm with whatever. Let's get it, nigga. I slide down your chimney like it's December. Pop off on sight. Shoot up your sprinter. Nigga, and you ain't about that life, so stop pretending, nigga. And I can give two shit if I'm offending, nigga.
No remorse.
Bitch, if that's you fixed, that's what's meant for, nigga.
Yeah.
I put this city on the map.
Facts.
Who the fuck wanna claim king now?
Bully back, bully back, bully back. Philly, better look out enough. Bro, sweet bully. Back in full effect. Philly, we come to take over this bum buckler at ya. I wanna kill who really and who's up on top. Know that.
You come to my house. Don't you ever bring scale business to me. I run shit. I kill for nothing.
Real murder.
I bring that some money and deal with the business. Don't bring that shit to me. Again.
Right, buddy, wagon. Real bad man. Top shutter. Shoot them off, bumbo wall. Suck your mother. Gonna spear people. Pussy.
Back in the building. Shout out to Q Brown. Yo, you know, listen to me. Dougie, stop playing. Call right now after the show. Happy birthday, Dougie. Happy birthday to Dougie Fresh. Fresh. Oh my God. You know, I'm gonna go in tomorrow, Dougie, for your birthday. Play some of your joints. That's my nizzle. Whoever knows Dougie. If you know Dougie for real. I don't even gotta explain my feelings on the ball. Also, happy birthday to Nas. I didn't realize it was Nas' birthday as well. I didn't know Dougie and Nas.
Happy birthday, Nas and Dougie.
had, wow, that's what's up. Happy birthday to both of you guys. I know you guys are up there in age at this time. I'm probably close to 50, right? 50 or past. Oh, my goodness gracious. And wait, hold on. Let me see. Talking about you on my air. Again, shout out to Ducky Fresh. So we got to go back into this last joint. We got 2 minutes left, and I wanted to do this last one. OMG, look, where did it go? Fucking Roseanne. Wait a minute. I don't care how long I have to take. I have to go back. I can't believe Roseanne. I love Roseanne. I can't believe she looks like that. I can't believe that Roseanne had any, I mean, it's not my place to say, but I just say, I feel like some people look good big. Is that wrong to say? How do you say that? I guess they don't feel that way because they want to lose some weight, but some people should just.
Yeah, I agree. Like, for example, I used to watch Mad TV, and what's his name? Will Sasso. He lost weight. Like, get out of here. Rick Ross.
He looks better, Ben.
He lost weight. Get out of here. Yo, we like to fat.
Hey,
some people gotta be fat, yo. What you doing?
Why you kidding?
Leave the guy alone, Ben. What you doing?
Like Oprah. I felt like she was going up and down, till she realized, ah, oh, fuck it. Or maybe it was that, I don't know, is it that because you get to the point where you don't get the weight that you want to be and you just give up? That doesn't help anybody. Like, why start if you're not going to freaking finish? But I gotta see what the fuck Roseanne did. I got to get to that. Wait, hold on a second. Because I saw that right before we went to break. And, oh, my God, I love Roseanne. And I'm just so disappointed that she looks like that. She looks fucking sick. Like, I forgot, what's the black dude's name? He wear glasses. He's like, I forget what his name is. He lost so much weight.
Big boy?
He was a big boy. But he was like a host or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. His name, and he was.
He played in Deuce Bigelow as well.
Did he?
He played a chick in there. Oh yeah, cakes and pies. Lost all that damn weight. How you gonna still be called Big Boy when you literally?
But
shit,
you know what I'm talking about? He looks so skinny. He looked like he on crack. Like, oh my! When you see Roseanne, you're gonna be like, no. And did the husband die?
I don't know. I heard he died, but I'm seeing him in new movies, like a lot of new movies. Because like,
so. Sometimes you be getting that fake shit. But there she go. Look.
Get out of here.
Right.
But she's old now.
So why'd you do it?
Right.
$10,000 to reduce her chest.
Hold on, go all the way. She's
45. Ain't no.
She's been
45. I don't know.
Look at Steve Urkel. I know it's Steve Urkel because his eyes, but if he changed himself or whatever, you have to look like, hey, what? Oh, that's Urkel. Like, I'll have to look at him in the same way. Like, oh, shit, that's Roseanne. Damn, y'all. Leave us something. If it's a health issue, I understand that. But be happy with yourself. That's what I'm going to say before we get out of here. My last quote. Be happy with yourself. Don't let nobody change you. Come on, man. Love yourself. Black, white, Chinese, Asian, Indian, whatever you are, love yourself. That's my last words. And be happy with yourself.
Whether that means, and I want to say this, they have not listened to the show as of yet, but we discussed it, and I'm sure you will be listening to the show. You might miss it, so you're going to have to rewind. But happy in your physical body, if, and you're a woman, then you maybe it's not good that you're dating now. It's a thing if you're not happy as a woman inside and you're trying to date. Same thing for men. If you're not happy as a man inside, I don't think you should. Don't bring somebody else in your world of hate or your misery. Miserable by yourself. Fix yourself. And get someone. All right. So without ado, we're gonna get on out of here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Dutch Night. I definitely appreciate you guys. Tomorrow is Greenleaf News. I'm not sure if we're gonna do. It's my goal to wake up to my Lord on mercy. And shout out to my OG who invited me to come out to his church on 4th Street. That's what I love. So well, I actually have a church date next Sunday. So shout out to my OG for putting it in for his church. I definitely can't wait to come out and show some support. We out of here. Love, peace, and hair grease, y'all. See you tomorrow. Deanna. Let me see when I'm gonna play that. Let me see. Shut you.
Squad in the rear, you make way. So much success in the air, you could taste great. Serially in the flesh, we gon' make cake. If you want day rate, you should vacate. You could smell a beef, nigga, like we made steaks. Look up disappointment, you gon' have the same face. You can't eat with most niggas off the same plate. Always gon' be number one, cause my name Ace, Ace. If you don't give a fuck about it, at the end of the day, you ain't gonna doubt it. I'm about it. The industry, they want your vision clouded. But physically, my chemistry, I cannot miss without. So this is for the making, history recreating. Listening to amazing, a wonderful new sensation, a sensation. Built for this game, nigga, mentally. Mama raised me, the streets conditioned me, yup.
What's this brand new sensation? Then they say, that's the sound of amazing. Then they say, put this on in rotation. Then I say, got it locked like probation. First they say, what's this brand new sensation? And then they say, that's the sound of amazing. And then they say, put this on in rotation. And then I say, got it locked like probation. Probation.
We want money, power, respect, yes. All of the essentials. We'll run up in some cribs with some thanks to some temples. I'm aggravated that we ain't on top yet. Taking radio and streets. Who the fuck gonna stop that? Animated yet established while I'm marinated. Little piece of me to set hip hop free. Say you ain't into me. Oh, you just don't like lyrics. Respect the boss in front of you. No bars when you hear it, nigga. Yes, I'm a mess. They say God bless. The child has got his own, I stay grinding home. I figured out the formula. I'm top flight, right side of my cornea. I got sight, so let me be specific. My dreams, I'ma live it. Committed, official, delivered. Killed it. Custom made, and please don't doubt it. Some bitches ain't about that life, well I'm about it.
What's this brand new sensation? Then they say, that's the sound of amazing. Then they say, put this on in rotation. Then I say, got it locked like probation. First they say, what's this brand new sensation? And then they say, that's the sound.